Parental advisory warning. This program contains
This is Vinland Radio.
Hello and welcome to Vinland Radio. I am your host, Kate. Coming up this week, got new music from Endass and Sabaton all coming up a little bit later. But to kick things off, Denver, Colorado's Primitive Man are back with a brand new album. It's called Immersion. It's out right now via Relapse Records. So let's just check something out, shall we? This track is called Consumption. Brand new music from Primitive Man right here on Vinland Radio.
Lost up, lost spread.
There, courtesy of Black Tractor and their new album, The Wonders of the Invisible World. We heard the track Just Like Faye Ray. And before that, some morning music courtesy of Andes. First time we've heard new music from those guys in quite some time. Their last release was 2014, I believe. But they're back with some brand new music right there. We just heard a brand new single called Stand Up and Get Some.
Finland Radio presents The Underground Spotlight.
This week's Underground Spotlight falls on Chicago's Bear Maze. This group delivers some kick-ass death metal. They just released their new album, Charred Field of Slaughter. You can get your grubby little hands on it if you head over to bearmaze.bandcamp.com. So let's get to some music, shall we? This track is called Rogue Weapon, as the Underground Spotlight falls on Bear Maze.
Passing through, he wants to be left alone. Spit upon Welcome back for another edition of Under the Bleed with Dr. Gore, and this week we are continuing with our countdown to episode 666 with a song from German death metalers Morgoth off of their Cursed album. You may also know the band as Exterminator or Minas Morgul, as they have gone to and from a few different names over the years. Cursed was the first of four full-length albums, and they have a big back catalog of music that you can also check out, but for now, we are going to continue with our countdown to episode 666. This is Morgoth off of Cursed with Body Count on Vinland Radio.
Interrupt this regularly scheduled program to bring you.
What is this garbage you're watching?
I want to watch the news.
Are you making headway at least?
This is the news.
Yeah, that's right, it's news time. Mastodon and Lamb of God are among the artists who appear on the soundtrack of the upcoming third installment of the famed Bill and Ted film franchise. Both the soundtrack and film are due to be released on August 28th. Bill and Ted Face the Music reunites Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves in the roles for the first time since 1991's Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. It was produced by Oscar winner Steven Soderbergh and directed by Dean Parisot, who did Galaxy Quest. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that for sure. Early this month, George Lynch announced that he was ending Lynch Mob, apparently due to racial insensitivity of the band name, saying that he will no longer record or perform under that moniker. Now, George told Audio Inc. Radio, the band name itself, of course, has always been problematic, and now it's inexcusable to keep the name. Lynch clarified that he will continue to perform and make music. He's just not going to be under the Lynch Mob name anymore. Been stuck at home in your mom's basement since March? Tired of watching the same old shit on Netflix and Hulu? Have you had enough of Ancient Aliens and Tiger King? Ready to throttle the non-neck Danzig twin Big Ed from 90 Day Fiancé? Guar has the solution. Your lords and masters are launching a brand new monthly variety show from their frozen fortress to warm the cockles of your cold, dead hearts. Undead from Antarctica will premiere this Sunday, as I'm recording this, so August 16th on Guar's YouTube channel. So go check that out. Mr. Bungle will release the Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny demo on August 30th. As was the case with Mr. Bungle's live performances this past February, the original Mr. Bungle members, Trevor Dunn, Mike Patton, and Trey Spruance, are joined by Scott Ian and Dave Lombardo on drums. The 11-song release features tracks written by the Eureka, California band for their 1986 cassette-only demo. They're also going to be doing a SOD cover on there, Habla Español Hombre, which is... the English one for Speak English or Die, or the Spanish for Speak English or Die, and Corrosion of Conformity's Loss for Words. Okay, to end the news off this week, this year marks the 25th anniversary of Down's 1995 release and now classic debut, Nola. Plans for select shows featuring vocalist Phil Anselmo, guitarist Pepper Keenan, and Kirk Weinstein, and drummer Jimmy Bowler and bassist Pat Broders performing the record in its entirety were sidelined due to, you know why. In the wake, the band is pleased to announce an exclusive live stream later this month, fittingly dubbed Quarter Century Throwdown. The high-production multi-camera event will take place on August 29th, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, using cutting-edge streaming technology to create a one-of-a-kind virtual concert experience. The show will be rebroadcast on August 30th at 6 p.m. Eastern and until September 1st at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Your virtual ticket live stream is available at store.livefrom.events. So, yeah, if you're into Down, check it out. So, let's hear something from Down, shall we? This is Temptations Way Down, right here on Vinland Radio.
All right, Dr. Gore back for some black metal, and we are continuing with our countdown to episode 666 with a song off of Abath's self-titled album. This is some cold, grim stuff. Abath is known, well, he's best known for his work in Immortal, but he's also known for falling down that hill that one time. No matter what you think about Abath, this is a great album, so let's continue with our countdown to episode 666 by hearing a song from Abath. This is Count the Dead on Vinland Radio.
Let's go.
death metal right there, courtesy of San Diego, California's Fermenter and their debut full-length album, Continuance. And what track did we hear? The Decay of Western Society. Hey guys, if you'd like to get in touch with us here at Vinland Radio, like I say, absolutely every single week, it is pretty easy. You can email us at vinlandradio@yahoo.ca, or the Facebook page is a great way to get in touch as well. Okay, you're going to keep the new music rolling. Sabaton are back with a brand new single. It's a live version of Attack of the Dead Men, recorded live in Moscow. So let's just check it out, shall we? There's some live music from Sabaton right here on Vinland Radio.
Gas, the ultimate weapon of cruelty. A highly effective delivery system of a slow and painful death. This time, a fortress and its few defenders would suffer its horrible consequences. Out of the poisonous cloud came an army of men who should already have been dead.
Wrong. Spirits running wild, no resting for the brave. Conquering the realms afar,
music right there, courtesy of Lost in Static. There's a brand new single called Jordan. You can head over to their Facebook page, facebook.com/lostinstatic.band, to get some more info. Before that, some more new music courtesy of Neck Cemetery and their upcoming album, Born in a Coffin. We just heard a brand new single off that one called King of the Dead. That's going to do it for another episode of Vinland Radio. I'd like to thank all you folks for listening. Also, I'd like to thank my co-host, Dr. Gore. And like we do absolutely every single week, we end it off with a cover. This time, we're going to go with another look at that BPMD track, and this is their take on a ZZ Top song. This is Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers. And until next week, guys, see ya.